I'm Kathy Dawes again, along with Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce President Lyle Butler and the Greater Manhattan Project. I know we've heard a lot about it. Maybe just a brief update on that. I know you're still kind of in the process of working some things out on that.
Sure, Kathy. We're just to remind, again, your listeners very quickly that we've temporarily named it the Greater Manhattan Project because this is a community-wide effort, and I truly mean community-wide, to develop a community vision of where we want to go from a not just an economic development, but a community development and economic development in this day and age go hand in hand. And a lot of times people put the term on community development of quality of our place. I mean, those of us that live here, I think, appreciate what we have. I've had over the 16 years I've been here, as Manhattan and our area and the region has continued to grow, people said, you know, there's a lot of things I love about our quality of life that I want to keep. And I think this is an opportunity for the community to come together and take a look at, so where are we today, and where do we want to go to tomorrow, and what do we want to be? What do we want to be as a community, and what do we want to be known for? And so this is a great opportunity. The chamber took the lead on this through a lot of research, because a lot of people have said, and maybe more business people have said this, but, you know, where are we going, and what are we going to be? So we hired a firm that does this for communities. In fact, they did it for Omaha a number of years ago and are still consulting with them. But the chamber is paying the lion's share of this. It's about $175,000 fee with expenses and stuff. The city of Manhattan agreed to put a little money in at $15,000 out of their economic development fund, as well as the county and Pottawatomie County Economic Development, because, again, Manhattan sits in two counties. And so they've been working. We've been working. There's going to be a lot more publicity, and I was hoping to have a little more information to give out. But there's a steering committee that'll be announced in the next, or certainly by early next week. We had hundreds and hundreds of names. I think I mentioned the last time I was on your program that there are three tri-chairs, I guess, since it's three. There would be tri-chairs. Dennis Mullen, a longtime business person in our community, who's chair of what people would call Steel and Pipe Supply. And then we have Vern Henricks, who, of course, again, has been in our community a long time, but he is the president and CEO of our community foundation. So he works with a lot of non-for-profit civic organizations in our community as they raise money and work with a lot of social agencies and things in our community. And then our third person is Linda Morris. And I think most people now know Linda. She retired from K-State, but she's our city commissioner and our mayor pro tem. And those are our three chairs that are going to be overseeing and closely working with the consultant, which again, Market Street Services, incorporated out of Atlanta. And they have been working with narrowing down a list. And we're going to have a steering committee of about 50 people, which people go, oh my gosh, how do you get anything done with 50 people? But we wanted to get a good cross-section of people from our military, from Kansas State University, from social service agencies, the religious community. And it's hard to even narrow that down, but they've done a good job. And the good news is that I think to this point, there's only three or four people we're waiting to hear from out of that 51, 52 people, is they've all accepted, and they're very, very excited about doing that. So one of the questions that we get is, people might be listening saying, well, how can we participate? Well, there's going to be a number of ways that folks are going to be able to participate in the community. One of those is that we're going to have focus groups, and we're getting ready to send out invitations to really several hundred people to participate in some focus groups that will be coming up. And then probably something that absolutely everybody will is that we're going to have an online survey that people will be able to fill out at their leisure, and we're going to want to get a lot of information through that about our community. This is about a 10-month process, and that process will end in January of 2018 when a final report will come out. But actually, that's when things will begin, because by that time we will have created a community vision. We'll know a direction that we're going in, and we'll have some strategies that the community will be working on to go in that direction. So it's we'll be working, Kathy, with you and the media, and as we get information, we'll distribute that, and we're going to try to make it as open a process as we can and include as many people as we can.
Very good. I know that looks like we're getting a couple calls, and we need a little assistance in the other room to get those calls on the line for us, but keep trying, folks. And moving along, I know that when we're talking about the Greater Manhattan Project, it does sound exciting, I know you're getting input from so many different levels.
Right.
And good
and
to hear.
And it's actually going to be statistic. There's going to be a lot of statistics and research. This consulting company has been looking at all the studies the city of Manhattan has done over the last several years, and what's through Pottawatomie County, through our school districts. We've given them tons of data, and then they have their own resources to get data. So a lot of this is going to be data-driven, and so we're looking forward to working, and as we go forward, I hope each month that I'm here on In Focus, and I know we're going to try to get you hooked up with the CEO of the president and CEO of the consulting company with a phone interview at some point, and so I think it'll be good for him to talk about, and his other staff people that are going to be here during this time, but. The company has done a whole lot of stuff all over the United States and have helped communities get very focused on direction. And again, as I've mentioned before, it used to be when we talked about economic development, that was sort of in an isolated area. Now we talk about if companies that are here in our community want to do well, and if companies outside the area want to come to our area, we've got to have the quality of life in our community.
We do have a phone call. Let's go ahead and take that call. I know we need to squeeze another break in, too, before we're finished today, but go ahead, please.
Good morning. Beautiful day in the Little Apple. A couple of questions and a comment. What is the square footage availability of commercial property in Manhattan, Kansas at present? I suspect it's probably at the highest level ever. Also, I see the hotel occupancy rate was flat for January. We've been fighting that thing up and down and up and down for I don't know how many years now, and it seems like it's not doing anything one way or the other. Either we overestimated how many rooms we needed, or we're not advertising in the right place. Someone needs to take a look at that and decide, what are we going to do? We're going to keep spending money and not change anything, or are we going to put our advertising in another location that might do some good? I'll just listen off the air.
Appreciate that. And we were going to bring up the hotel thing. I'm glad he did, though. But go ahead on both.
No, that's good. It's a very good question. And there's short and long answers here. We don't have a lot of time. But on the hotel information, what the caller was referring to is that we being the Manhattan Convention and Visitors Bureau, which is part of the chamber, subscribe to a national company where all hotels send in occupancy information to, and then they spit information back out to local convention visitors bureaus, chambers, economic development organizations to say, hey, this is what you're doing or what's happening with your hotels. And so January, what the caller's referring to, was flat from a year ago January. I would have to tell the caller that, and for those listening, that if you look at the year 2016 and you take the whole year together, we had a pretty good increase in our occupancy. Is it where anybody or if you put any of the hoteliers on here, they would say, no, it's not where we want it to be. Normally in a city or community, you want to have it in the upper 60s to near 70. And Manhattan for many, many, many years was in above 70% occupancy. And right now, at the end of 2016, we were just a little bit under 60. So we've made some good progress. We dropped to a low of about 51%. So we've come back a long way, but we've got ways to go. And I think what we track is, and what people have to understand, two things really, is that we added hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of new rooms, all within a very short period of time, new motel rooms and hotel rooms in our community. We had five new hotels go up in a short period of time, and so our our numbers, we have more, the good news is we have the opportunity to bring more people to town, and we are. The number of people staying in our community has continues to go up, but so has the number of hotel rooms. And I think that the hoteliers that are here would say, gosh, we need to take a break for a couple of years because we will catch up. And there's no doubt in my mind that at the end of 2017, we're going to see that number tick up overall occupancy again. The one thing, just for people to understand, our chamber and our Convention and Visitors Bureau does not go out and recruit hotels to come here. It's market-driven, and we'd have to ask some of the newer hotels why they chose the Manhattan market. I personally believe, anecdotally, they've chosen it because they see growth. They see growth in our community and in our region, and they see with NBAF coming and other future economic development growth that there's going to be more opportunities. But we at the Convention and Visitors Bureau also went ahead, and we have two consultants that have done studies that are public studies that we actually presented to the City Commission on how to improve our marketing and where we put our marketing dollars and effort. And those changes started to be implemented last year, and we started to see the positive results of that.
We do need to take another quick break before the top of the hour. It's now 9:52, Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce. President Lyle Butler with us today, 537-1350, if you have a last-minute phone call.